Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Tuesday the 26th of March. This week in our Battle Drill Daily Devotionals, we are encouraged to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, our Saviour and King, to avoid spiritual distractions. Each weekday we share hope and encouragement as we read and study the Bible together. We turn again to Luke chapter 19 and verses 28 to 44. Jesus' triumphant entry. After telling this story, Jesus went on towards Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethphage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. "Go into that village over there," he told them. "As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying that colt?' just say, 'The Lord needs it.'" So they went and found the colt just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, "Why are you untying that colt?" And the disciples simply replied, "The Lord needs it." So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowd spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When he reached the place where the road started down the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in highest heaven." But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, "Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that." He replied, "If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers." But as he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. "How I wish today that you of all people would understand the way to peace. But now it is too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes. Before long, your enemies will build ramparts against your walls and encircle you and close in on you from every side. They will crush you into the ground and your children with you. Your enemies will not leave a single stone in place because you did not recognize it when God visited you." Have you noticed that sometimes we are so busy in our lives, we forget to take time to celebrate? Maybe we've enjoyed a success at work or at school, or we've achieved something at home or as part of a hobby, but we immediately move on to the next thing. We fail to pause and celebrate the moment. These verses from Luke chapter 19 remind us of the significance of celebrating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. In a world filled with constant noise and busyness, it's essential for us to find moments of peace and joy in the presence of Christ. Amidst the chaos, we are called to rejoice and find solace in the miraculous works and serenity that Jesus brings. As we navigate through our daily routines, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life. However, the message of Palm Sunday encourages us to create space for celebration amidst the noise. We can do this by intentionally setting aside time for worship, engaging with Scripture, and expressing gratitude throughout the day. Celebrating Jesus' entry into Jerusalem is not just about grand gestures or extravagant events. It's about finding joy in the small things, and acknowledging the blessings we receive from him. It's in the simple moments of life that we can truly experience the peace and joy that Jesus brings. One practical way to incorporate moments of celebration into our daily lives is by taking time to worship. Whether it's through singing songs, praying, or meditating on God's word, worship allows us to connect with the presence of Christ and find solace in his peace. It is a reminder that amidst the chaos, we can find refuge in him. Engaging with scripture is another way to celebrate Jesus' triumph. By reading and reflecting on the word of God, we not only deepen our understanding of his love and grace, but we also find inspiration and guidance for our own lives. Scripture reminds us of the miracles Jesus performed and the peace he brought to those who believed in him. Additionally, expressing gratitude throughout the day is a simple yet powerful way to celebrate Jesus' presence in our lives. By consciously acknowledging the blessings we receive from him, we cultivate a heart of thankfulness and joy. This can be done through prayers of gratitude, keeping a gratitude journal, or simply just taking a moment to appreciate the beauty around us. As we reflect on the message of Palm Sunday once again, it's essential to consider how we can incorporate moments of celebration into our daily lives. Remember, celebrating Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem isn't just a one-time event. It's a continuous journey of finding peace and joy in his presence. So let's take the time to celebrate, to embrace the small moments, and to honour the blessings we receive from Jesus. You may want to go deeper with these thoughts today, in which case this reflection question may help you. How can you incorporate moments of celebration into your daily life to honour the peace and joy that Jesus brings? I hope to see you tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we look at the quiet triumph of the quiet King.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.